Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. This is John Kuzma from EndZoneBlog.com's Across the Middle Show. We got some breaking news to talk about on today's show. Joe Flacco was traded from the Baltimore Ravens to the Denver Broncos for what looks like a fourth-round pick. The trade isn't official until March, but it is happening. Joe Flacco is going to be a Denver Bronco, and John Elway makes another move. So that brings us to our first topic. Joe Flacco faces long odds in Denver, but John Elway is hoping that a change of scenery will resurrect his career. When you look at Joe Flacco and Case Keenum's careers, there's no doubt that Flacco has been better. The 34-year-old quarterback has thrown for 212 touchdowns and 38,245 yards. Back in 2012, Flacco also put together an amazing playoff run and helped the Baltimore Ravens win the Super Bowl, also notching MVP honors. Where there's some concern is if Joe Flacco is a better player than Case Keenum is right now. The past two seasons, Keenum, who is 30 years old, has been better statistically. So while he hasn't done, while he doesn't have that strong track record, it's a real possibility that Denver should have stuck with Keenum because he's been performing at a higher level recently. Then there's the salary cap factor, and it's expensive to have two number one quarterbacks on your roster, if you would like to call them number one quarterbacks. Clearly, the Broncos plan on going with the guy they just traded for, Flacco, and releasing Keenum. That will result in a $10 million cap hit, which isn't exactly ideal when you're trying to build a team up into a contender. Those are funds that could have went towards a couple of good players, and the surprising twist in all this is Flacco lost his job to Lamar Jackson this past season. So this was a huge risk by John Elway, but the idea is being in a friendlier environment will help Joe Flacco take his game to the next level. In Baltimore, the former Delaware alum had to constantly look over his shoulder with Jackson emerging. He'll have complete support from the front office in Denver, and that should be a good thing for Flacco's confidence. It's a bold decision, but sometimes things work out differently than we expect them to. You know Flacco appreciates what the Broncos organization has done for him, and he'll do everything he can to win some football games. The question is, will it be enough? So Joe Flacco loses his job to Lamar Jackson last year, and then he sits on the bench for the second half of the season. And now in the offseason, Denver trades for Joe Flacco. Clearly, they feel he's an upgrade over Case Keenum. And if you look at their whole careers, Joe Flacco has been better. But over the past 2 years, Case Keenum has played better. So this is kind of a crazy decision because they took on another number one quarterback's salary. The Denver Broncos did. And, you know, they just paid Case Keenum a big contract. So they're probably going to have to release Keenum, and that will be a $10 million cap hit, which is, you know, two $5 million players per year, which are decent acquisitions for that team if they would have got those two players. So in terms of salary cap, it's a bad move. It's kind of a bad move in terms of continuity because Denver was finally getting a little continuity with Case Keenum, and the receivers and the rest of that offense kind of were understanding how Keenum likes to play the game. And from that standpoint, you know, just playing musical chairs at quarterback, which the Broncos have done so much with John Elway calling the shots at general manager. It's just another questionable decision. But like I said, you never know how things are going to pan out. It's a bold decision. And sometimes the whole media and the entire public backlashes against a move like this. Like everybody on Twitter, all the analysts, all the media are talking about how bad of a decision it is, but we don't know. You know, maybe Joe Flacco does benefit from being in a new system. Maybe he does reinvent himself and become a good player. If there's anything that Joe Flacco does do better than Case Keenum, it's throw power. In 2012, when Joe Flacco put together that MVP run, Super Bowl MVP run, he was stepping up in the pocket and letting it fly. That was a Joe Flacco that we haven't seen except for those two months in the playoffs in 2012, when he had the protection and he was in the zone. He was lighting it up. He was throwing for three touchdowns. Like, he threw for three touchdowns in the Super Bowl. I think he had three touchdowns the game before that, and maybe even the game before that too. I mean, he was lighting it up in 2012 in the playoffs. It's been a long time since then, though. You know, if he can get back up to that top form, maybe this will end up being a good move for the Broncos, and we'll all look like fools for bashing John Elway. Right now, I would say it's long odds, but you just never know, and we'll have to take a wait-and-see approach. The next topic we have up, the Houston Texans are going to lose Tyrann Mathieu to free agency, and Earl Thomas would be the perfect replacement. You know, everyone knows Earl Thomas is from Texas, and he's been very open about being a Dallas Cowboys fan. However, there's another team in the Lone Star State that could end up making a run at Thomas. The Houston Texans are losing Tyrann Mathieu to free agency, and that means they have an open spot at free safety. Who better to replace the Honey Badger with than Earl Thomas? Thomas is the definition of a ball hawk, and his 28 career interceptions prove that. Even last year in Seattle, Thomas was lighting it up before fracturing his left leg, and when he's healthy, there's no one better over top. There's really two challenges for Thomas that he'll face in the future, and those are his age and avoiding injuries. At 29 years old, the former Seahawks' best days are behind him, and he has about four more seasons left in the tank. Playing with the Texans and the tough defense they have up front will certainly help Earl Thomas create some takeaways. It's also a more compelling offer than, say, signing with the San Francisco 49ers and joining up with his old teammate Richard Sherman. Obviously, we know Thomas would love to be a Cowboy, but Houston has $77 million in cap space available compared to the $46 million Dallas has. There's been reports that Thomas is enrolling his kids in a school in Austin, and that leads you to believe he's landing with one of those two teams. When you also take into consideration that the Texans released Demaryius Thomas to free up even more funds, it just makes sense that they're going to make a run at an elite player. It might not be Earl Thomas's first option, but at least it'll bring him back home. And remember, he grew up in Orange, Texas, just 100 miles away from Houston. So, Earl Thomas, one of the best free safeties in the entire National Football League when he's healthy. Last year, he was lighting it up. And when you look at Earl Thomas, you can tell he's a weight room warrior. He prepares his body like no other. And that's why he's one of the best players in the game at the safety position. But, you know, he's getting older. And, you know, he's been banged up a little bit just last year, really banged up. Obviously, didn't leave Seattle on the best terms. He flipped his coach off when he was being carted off the field. And some of that is justified on Earl Thomas's end because Seattle could have took care of him and gave him a new contract and kind of protected him. But obviously that's why Seattle didn't do it, because they knew Earl was getting older. They knew athletes that get older are more vulnerable to injuries and they start to slow down. They're not as productive. So they decided to go the team route, and, you know, unfortunately that came at the player's expense, and the player was Earl Thomas. But, you know, now he's got to move on. He's got to find a new gig. Obviously, Richard Sherman is campaigning for, you know, Earl Thomas to come to the San Francisco 49ers. But if you're Earl Thomas, you want to play for a winner. You're getting older. You want to compete. You want to win. You don't want to be in a toxic environment, or not even that the 49ers environment is toxic. It's just not a good environment because they're not winning. So I don't think Earl Thomas is going to go to San Francisco like a lot of people think he'll do. I think he wants to go to the Cowboys. I don't know if the Cowboys will be able to give him that contract that he wants, but that other team in Texas can. And, Tyrann Mathieu's leaving. They just got rid of Demaryius Thomas. They have $77 million in cap space. They already have that great defense. Why not bring the best guy over top, Earl Thomas, to drop into the zones over top and make some plays? Now, it's still risky for Houston because, they're in the same situation that Seattle's in. Earl Thomas is 29 years old. He's got probably 4 good years left in him. Does he stay healthy for all 16 games? Can he make the impact that he's made in the past? Is he getting tired? Is he still motivated to be the number one safety in the entire NFL? These are all questions that are going to define where Earl Thomas's career goes from here. Are his best days in the rearview mirror in the Emerald City, winning championships on, or one championship on the Legion of Boom, or with the Legion of Boom? Or can he get back on track and help Houston take the next step and help them get it together? Because, like I said, Houston is a much better situation than San Francisco. Houston and Dallas, they're pretty much on the same playing field as, when we're talking about how competitive they are. I would say Houston's actually probably a better spot than Dallas. Dallas finally made it back last year. They could be better going forward. I think, maybe Dallas will actually be better going forward, but the last 5 years, there's no doubt Houston has been better. But like I said, the times are changing. And really, the biggest thing with all of this is the cap space. Houston has the cap space to open up their checkbook and write a mega contract to to Earl Thomas, and still have enough funds to go get the other pieces that they need. So there's a lot of signs pointing to Houston, and everybody's kind of saying Earl Thomas is going to the Cowboys. He moved to Austin. He's putting his family in Austin. He's probably going to live with the Cowboys or play for the Cowboys, and he's coming home, excuse me. But he might end up going to Houston, and really, that's not so bad. He lived 100 miles away growing up in Orange, Texas, so that's right in his backyard playing for Houston. I still think, even though he grew up a Cowboys fan and he wants to be a Cowboy, I still think he views Houston as a step above 98% of the teams out there. That's got to be something that you take into consideration when you're projecting his future. He definitely wants to be in Texas. We know that much. You can 100% guarantee that. And if it's not Dallas, it's got to be Houston. So watch out for Earl Thomas going back to Houston, replacing Tyrann Mathieu, the Honey Badger, in that role. And then Houston's got to make the right adjustments to get over the hump in the playoffs. They had a very good team, but they stalled out. For how good they were in the regular season, they stalled out in the playoffs, and they could be losing Jadeveon Clowney too. So we'll see. We'll see where it goes from there, but that's the direction things are headed. Joe Flacco goes to Denver. We'll see if he can, keep it going. I think he's, what, 34 years old? So there's not a lot of time for Joe Flacco, but if Denver gets the right pieces around Flacco, maybe he can make something happen. And then Earl Thomas, we'll see where he winds up. Maybe he doesn't go to Houston. Maybe Earl Thomas winds up on, Atlanta, Tampa Bay. Who knows? I'm just throwing out any option out there. But don't be surprised if he goes back to the Texans. And remember who called it first, endzoneblog.com. Thank you very much. Check out our website for all your latest NFL news and updates. I'm John Kuzma. Have a great day.